Hey friends, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about what is heaven like according to the mystical experiences of Saint Catherine of Siena from her book, The Dialogue. Up to this point, we've been looking at Saint Alphonsus, and what we have come to learn is that sin is much more horrendous than we think. And that's kind of a theme with the saints. But another side is also true, that heaven is much more beautiful and much more glorious than we think. And that is the lesson that we get today from Saint Catherine of Siena. God the Father, speaking to Saint Catherine about the souls in heaven, says, "The goodness of these souls is beyond what your mind's eye can see, or your ear hear, or your tongue describe, or your heart imagine. What joy they will have in seeing me, who am all good." Do you believe that the experience of heaven is far beyond what we could imagine? I want you to consider this image, a fish in a fishbowl, maybe a couple liters of water in a fishbowl. All that fish knows is a couple liters of water. It goes around and around in circles all day, eats the same fish food every single day. Imagine if its owner took that fish in its fishbowl and went to the ocean. And the owner would not dump the fish into the ocean, but submerge the bowl into the water to see what would happen next. Would not it be sad if all that fish did was go around and around in circles in a couple of liters of water? You know, all it would need to do is look out a little bit further, flap its fins a little bit harder, and it would go from a couple liters of water to this infinite ocean of blue that goes all the way around the world. You see, my friends, the fish was not made for the fishbowl, and you were not made for this world. You were made for God. And can a fish in a fishbowl adequately come to understand the huge experience of the ocean for which it was designed for? No. And can we adequately come to a full understanding of what heaven is going to be like if all we know is this earthly experience? No. But what we do get is foreshadowings of the greatness of God in this life. But these are just shadows of his greatness that is to come in heaven, which is our hope. Let this be an encouragement. When you look at this world, remember that the glory of God compared to now is like the fish to the fishbowl. We are just at the beginning of what God has for us. We are not made for this world. We're made for the glory of God. Now, do all experience heaven in the same way? God the Father said to Saint Catherine, "Forever they rejoice in love at the sight of me, sharing in that goodness which I have in myself, and which I measure out to them according to the measure of love with which they have come to me." Notice that God the Father is saying that we don't all experience heaven in the same way, but according to the love by which we have come to him. I was reading from the Council of Florence something similar, saying that the blessed in heaven see clearly the one and triune God himself just as he is, yet according to the diversity of merits, one more perfectly than the other. Take another example. Let's say Janelle and I, my wife, go out and have a date at night to look at the stars. I love looking at the stars. And when we look up at night, do we see the same thing? Yes. We see stars, but one more perfectly than the other. The reason is Janelle has perfect sight, 20/20 vision. I, on the other hand, at nighttime, my clarity is really decreased and I need glasses to see those stars clearly. So we see the same thing, but to a different degree of perfection. And so it seems, according to the teaching of the church and also the revelation of Saint Catherine, we see God, but to different degrees of perfection according to the love by which we have come to God, or varying degrees of merit that we've displayed in our life. Now, I'm sure that you've heard this expression, personal relationship with Jesus. How does this term relate with what Saint Catherine has revealed regarding our experience of heaven? God the Father says to her, "They are established in love for me and for their neighbors. They rejoice and exult sharing each other's goodness with loving affection, besides the universal good which they all possess together. So is our experience of God's love in heaven a personal one? Yeah, I mean, in one sense it's personal, but it's not a private thing. In heaven, according to St. Catherine, there's this sharing of goodness, exalting and rejoicing in the goodness of other saints who are in heaven as well. So is it a personal relationship with Jesus? Yes, I suppose maybe you could say that, but it's not a private one. At a natural level, I think we can understand this. For example, sports. You see an athlete who's performing at the top of his game. Maybe he's the Olympic champion. Well, thousands of people around the world rejoice in his excellence. At an even greater and more beautiful way in heaven, we can rejoice in the excellence of the saints. But more than just simply a passive spectator, we are active participants in the goodness of the saints and their love of Jesus Christ. Their joy, in one sense, becomes ours as well. With regard to the saints and their virtuous life, does their virtue directly correspond in some way to their reward in heaven? God the Father says to St. Catherine, "The elect find their places according to the different virtues in which they excelled at. They rejoice and exult with the angels, and they find their places among the saints according to the different virtues in which they excelled in the world." According to St. Catherine, the exercise of virtue directly affects our reward in heaven. So here's the question, though. Can we continue to grow in virtue then in heaven? God the Father says to St. Catherine, "After death, the elect can no longer grow in virtue. But the same principle, those souls who end in loving charity and are bound by love, can no longer grow in virtue once time has passed. But they can forever love me with the same affection with which they came to me. And by that measure, it will be measured out to them." God the Father is clear with St. Catherine. The only time for growth in holiness, growth in virtue, union with Jesus, and deepening it is now. And what we do now directly affects our experience of heaven. See, the angels can't even do this. Their place in heaven is set. But right now, ours is not. Your place in heaven is not set. The degree of perfection that you will experience in heaven is not set. It changes according to our faithfulness now. So let's not waste our time. So friends, we're going to continue on with this message on Thursday. What is heaven going to be like? And we're going to touch on, do we forget about our loved ones in heaven? Do our loved ones in heaven forget about us? And more. So that's coming up on Thursday in part two of this video, What is Heaven Like? Please comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. I love learning from you. And I'll see you tomorrow with Janelle.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.